Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram, your daily lover. And I am so excited because God is amazing. Life is amazing. Love is amazing. But did you know you are amazing? We're going to get started right here with Donnie McClurkin. Speak to my heart, oh Lord. Speak to my heart this morning.
My heart. deep through my heart, Lord. Give me your holy word. If I can hear from you, then I'll know what to do. I won't go on. Now I'll go on my own. Just let your spirit guide and let your word abide.
Deep through my heart, Lord.
Oh, my heart.
Give me your holy
word.
If I can hear from you,
if I can hear,
down with your power from on high. Oh.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram.
Wow.
Surround us in this place. All right, we're going to get ready and turn within, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence, and that is God. The good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. And so as we turn within, recognizing that there is power in the breath, family, sometimes we forget to breathe. You see, there is power in the breath. And I just want you to breathe this morning. Just breathe. And so as we turn within to honor the presence, the divine presence of the I am, that I am God, I just want you to breathe and be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe, family. Let's just breathe. And release. Let's take in that deep breath, breathing deep into the diaphragm, holding it to the count of eight. Holding it to the point of vibration, remembering to breathe into the heart and release, family. Let's just release this morning all the things that are no longer serving a higher purpose. Let's just breathe, family. And release. And last time, just breathe, family. Breathe. And release. And as we invite and invoke the presence of the I am Almighty God. Come, Holy Spirit. Divine Mother, Father, God. Precious, precious Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you, God. As I come before you today, asking that every word of my mouth, God, and every meditation of my heart will be so acceptable in thy sight. I come before you today asking, Holy Spirit, to teach us how to elevate our consciousness into an awareness, God, that all things are always good. Father God, I ask you to come and bring forth an enlarged territory this morning, God, that we may recognize that we bank from the bounty of your unlimited goodness, and nothing but good shall flow in our way like a sprout of abundance, God. Thanking you for the opportunity to come together in this collective mind, this collective energy, asking for peace in our hearts, God. Peace in our environments, God. Peace, be still. And even asking peace to be the way we think, feel, and know, knowing that you are always on the throne and that you will never leave nor forsake us, God. I just give thanks as we bring in Ayana to clear in her prayer our money energetic expression. Thanking you, God, for a renewed mind, a clean heart, a transformation in our mindset this morning that will elevate our money game to the level of abundance in a way that we've never known before, God. I'm asking you to open up your doors, your gates, your heaven, and your windows and pour out that blessing that it won't be room enough for us to receive it, God. I'm asking for a blessing like no other on this day, God, as we hear Ayana Vinzant.
Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship, with money.
Amen. Amen. No matter how many times I hear that prayer, it still touches the depth of my soul in ways that I cannot even imagine finding the words. Ooh, that was Ayana Vinzant, and you are tuned in to the Love Journey, Love Experience with Janine and Ingram, your daily lover. And today's science of the mind says don't miss your joy. Don't miss the joy. Isn't that something? Don't miss the J-O-Y. Let's marinate on that for a minute. Don't miss the joy. Robert Louis Stevenson once said, find out where joy resides and give it a voice far beyond singing. For to miss the joy is to miss all. In the Science of the Mind book, on page 264, it says, I live in an eternal now which is filled with good alone. Goodness and beauty follows me all the days of my life. Peace and joy accompanies me all the days of my life. Happiness and wholeness fill my entire being with the realization of love and perfection. Whew. You see, when I worked on the staff at Mile High Church, the senior minister was Dr. Fred Voigt. He used to say, "Don't miss the joy." Over my years learning the science of the mind, I've challenged myself in some of my darkest moments to see and embrace the joy. And I have discovered that nothing and no one is all good or all bad. After being at the bedside of a loved one who was preparing to cross into the next expression of life, I was feeling sad, and as I was leaving the hospital, some children were playing in the courtyard. My saddened heart wanted to revolt against their joy. How could they be so joyful when I'm so sad, I thought. Instead, I took a deep breath and watched these beautiful beings running and laughing and realized that even in my moment of darkness, joy was all around. Because I claimed that joy that was still inside of me. I'm talking about that joy, joy, joy down in my heart. I could surrender and be with it all at once. You see, indeed, it felt like my capacity for joy was even bigger than my sad heart. Since that moment, I've had other times of darkness and sadness, yet I've chosen to consciously seek out the joy and allow my heart to remain open to all of it at once. See, this capacity helps me feel fully alive and allows the joy that lives within the depth of my soul to be fully available to me always and always. Today's affirmation: I rise above any and all conditions of this day and choose joy. I rise above any and all conditions of this day and choose joy. The joy that God is in me is bigger than anything else. Come on, God. I rise above any and all conditions of this day and choose joy. Joy that God is in me is bigger than anything else. That's the reading of the science of the mind. Don't miss the joy, family. Don't miss the joy. Y'all remember that song? I got joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Don't miss the joy, family. All right. I'm always trying to sing, right? Well, I'm grateful for this voice of mine. Oh, y'all know Kathleen Battles is going to be here Saturday at 7:30 at the auditorium. And she's one of my favorite operatic singers. Yes, yes, yes. All right, family. Well, that was the science of the mind. And I guess I'm going to play a little song here as we get ready to prepare ourselves for the Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe on this day. And I am super, super excited because, you know what? I love learning, growing, and talking about money, which means I should put on me some Reverend Ike, then play a song, and then open up our Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe, right? Let's talk about how to amplify our money, money multiplier. This is Reverend Ike right here on the Love Journey. This is how we multiply our money, family. Let's get our money on.
Now, here is the long affirmation that I'm going to give you. It's too long to get on the green board, but when I give you this affirmation, I want you to write it out. Put it in your checkbook. Every time you write a check, read it. For starters and for practice, put it up on the mirror that you look in the most. Most of all, put it in your mind and use it. Think it every time you use money. Here it is. Repeat it after me verbally as well as write it. And, of course, I'll be good and repetitious about it so that you won't miss it. I see God.
I see God.
Multiplying back to me.
Multiplying back to me.
All all of the money that I use.
All the money that I use.
Give.
Or circulate in any way.
In a never-ending cycle. Of increase and enjoyment. Gee, I'd love to take an offering right now. This is the time to do it. Gee, because I usually have the people hold their offering that they're giving in their hands, and I have them circulate like this, you see. It indicates that your good is going from you, but doing what? Coming back. It is going from you and doing what?
Coming back.
All right. Anyway, symbolically, think that you're in church this Sunday. All of you are going to be in church Sunday.
Right.
Even those that Reverend Terry haven't seen in ages. Now hold your offering in your hand. Look at it. And circulate it over, away from you, and under, back to you. Come on. Now repeat this with me again.
I see God.
Multiplying back to me.
All of the money.
That I use.
Give or circulate.
In any way. In a never-ending cycle.
Of increase and enjoyment.
In a never-ending cycle.
Of increase and enjoyment.
In a never-ending cycle. Of increase and enjoyment. I dare you to practice that. All right, you want me to repeat that again? All right, and I'll try to remember to even put the punctuation in for you. I see God.
I see God.
Yes, I see God, comma.
I see God, comma.
Multiplying back to me.
Comma.
All of the money that I use. All of the money that I give. Or circulate in any way. Comma. In a never-ending cycle. Of increase and enjoyment. And I like to get that last phrase going. In a never-ending cycle of increase and enjoyment. In a never-ending cycle of increase and enjoyment. In a never-ending cycle of increase and enjoyment. And make no mistake about it, this is not just being idly Pollyanna-ish. This works. Because you get this feeling going in your subconscious mind, and you are to see that money that you're using, that you're giving, that you're circulating, actually see and feel that circulation, and to know that the circulation of good, the circulation of money, is what? A never-ending cycle of increase and enjoyment. Know that this is the truth about the good that you do. All of your goodness, all of your kindness, all of your givingness in every form is multiplied back to you. How? In a never-ending cycle of increase and enjoyment. Come on, get your hands circulating here. Come on. What do you think this is? You know, I make the audacious claim you can't lose with the stuff I use. But you've got to use this stuff. So let's get it going in a never-ending cycle of increase and enjoyment. Now let's put this out for all of the good that we do. Think of your kindness. Think of the favors that you do lovingly. Think of the ways that you give of yourself, the many ways that you give of yourself. And know that all of the good that I do comes back to me multiplied. I like that. Multiplied. How? In a never-ending cycle of increase and enjoyment. In a never-ending cycle of increase and enjoyment. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to be redundant about this. Never again in all eternity spend your money. Use it. Circulate it. One other word. Enjoy it.
All right, well, you are tuned in to the Love Journey. I tell you, that was Reverend Ike right here on the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. We're going to get ready and open up our Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. We're going to invite our sister from another mister, Miss Chastity A. Wells, and her favorite song is Ain't No Stopping Us Now. Yes, yes. Get your hands together, family, and put your mind at ease, because we're about to do this thing, take it to the next level. Stopping me now.
There's been so many things that held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our shirts together, we're polishing up our asses. If you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Put your hands together for Miss Chastity A. Wells. Yay!
Happy morning, Friday, good morning. Janine. Happy Friday. Love Journey, Great Rising, Grand Rising, Kings and Queens, and gods and goddesses, peace to everyone. I'm excited about being here on this Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe, continuing on in our book, Abundance Now, by Lisa Nichols. So I'm super excited because we actually made it to Chapter 3, where we're talking about the enchantment of our life relationships. And remember, we're going to discuss the 4 E's of our abundant future. First, we've already covered enrichment, which is develop our whole self into a focused and abundant thinker. Now we are working on the enchantment, which is connecting with others to develop relationships that will support us in success, family. Just recapping real quick, last week we talked about enchantment in your life relationships. When you sit down at the end of the day and reflect on its value, you realize that your real treasures were in your relationships and not in your possession. That was quoted by Lisa Nichols. So we really talked about last week the importance of our relationships and understanding that even as abundant thinkers, we really do have people that support us in our lives. Whether they challenge or limit you is how we relate to other people. That will determine our quality of our life. And remember, she challenged us to think, how do relationships fit into our abundance? And so we talked about those different things and where people actually fit into our lives and the importance of people fitting into our lives. The quality of our life is determined by the quality of our relationship. Remember, we talked about don't disturb the old tribe to create a new one. And I really identified with that because I know as I continue to grow, that was one thing that I struggled with. You know, I will just abruptly let my old tribe go and just create a new tribe. But sometimes that can cause, it'll cause a block. Not a block, just slow you down because you got to recreate and put so much energy there. But she just really wanted us to learn that. Remember, we talked about the people who are like one and twos in our lives, to really start letting those people go, create distance where there's toxic relationships and really loving those people from a distance. And those people who are one and twos in our lives, start replacing those people with people that are like seven and above in our lives, right? People that really do fulfill us, who feed our soul, who encourage us to be our best me, who encourage me to be the best Chastity, who encourage you to be the best of me, and encourage us to be the best people, and just love toxic people from afar. So establishing boundaries and healthy practices, but also uncompromising communication to help protect yourself as you grow and develop rocket booster relationships to replace them. Remember, love those people who are toxic from afar. It's very important that we learn to do that. And I just want to be a reminder that if there's any actual abuse that is going on, communication that is belittling or degrading, or it becomes abusive at any point, my reminder to you all, male or female, get out. We do not tolerate abuse of any kind from anyone under any circumstance. Picking up today, we're going to talk about determine what you can be grateful for. If you're following along in the book, we are on page 118. Determine what you can be grateful for. Lisa wants to remind us, before you can pull the plug on any relationship, check your level of gratitude. I thought that that was pretty dope to start off and say. Often, you can fall back in love, learn to appreciate again, deal with the situation for now, or even amplify the relationship into something spectacular by considering what you can be grateful for in the other person. I think that's awesome. A friend of mine who's going through a divorce helped me discover this truth. She was actually married to her high school sweetheart who had cheated on her multiple times. She was devastated by it. I gave her my book, No Matter What, and she extracted a promise that she would do the exercises I outlined every day. You'll want to stop, Lisa told her, but it's going to require you to look at yourself. The next time I saw my friend, it was like a different person. She attributed it to one of the exercises. Don't supersize me, which asked readers to complete the four quadrants of this grid. And I thought that this quadrant was pretty dope. On page 119. In one part of the quadrant on the left, it says, what I love about you, right? And it's about us really looking at whatever relationship you're in, whether it's your spouse or whether it's a friendship or a business partner, whatever the case may be. I think that this is something that can be utilized because it helps us stay in that place of gratitude and see where we need to even show up better, right? So on the left-hand side, it says, what I love about you. On the right-hand side of that, it says, because it's broken up into four quadrants, right? Like there's a cross and then, you know, you write on each side of it. Then on the other side, it says, what I choose to embrace about you. Now, that's good too, right? And then it says, what I would miss about you. And the fourth quadrant says, what I want you to remember about our relationship. What I want you to remember about our relationship. By jotting down characteristics, memories, and wisdom, and other attributes, you can be grateful for another person. You either make significant strides in turning around relationships, or by sharing your notes and living your gratitude from this moment on, or at the very least, complete the relationship in your mind before moving on. And be grateful for what you've learned from the person and the exercise. Gratitude gives us grace and ease with our circumstances that nothing else can provide. In the case of Lisa's friend, who was ready to write down all of which her husband had hurt her and damaged the relationship, the quadrant called What I Choose to Embrace About You caused her to look at all the things that were difficult to love about him from the beginning and acknowledge that she chose to accept these when she accepted him. Her anger dissipated. She literally couldn't stay mad at him anymore. She felt her energy return. Suddenly, she could breathe again. And for the first time in months, she could breathe again. Though they eventually decided to divorce, she began to see all that was possible for her despite the end of the marriage. Focusing on gratitude, family, she said, felt like tipping her chin up and aiming higher than ever before. And I thought that that was really powerful because a lot of times, I guess even while I was reading it, I thought it was going to be like some miracle or whatever the case may be because she was able to look at it and be grateful for her husband, right? But the reality is, even after she did the fourth quadrant and, you know, she was grateful to, you know, grateful for her husband and things, what they have actually been through and why she actually married him, she still actually decided to divorce him, Janine. And I thought that that was really powerful in that, not because she decided to divorce him, but because she left the relationship in a different mindset. She didn't leave the relationship in a bitter place or ticked off or pissed off at herself or anything else like that. She left the relationship in a place of wholeness where she looked back at it and she was grateful for her life experiences from what it sounded like and why she actually married him. But she was able to pick her own chin up and, you know, even walk away from the relationship with a certain amount of respect for herself, gratitude for her experience and her marriage with her husband. So I thought that that was really powerful, and I thought it still stayed into the tonality of the rest of where we left off last week, creating space between us and a toxic person. So even if you're creating space between ourselves and a toxic person, it doesn't mean that we have to be angry with that other person. Still make a quadrant and learn to appreciate what we've been through or the life lessons we've learned from that relationship. However, many times it is still apparent and very evident to be able to walk away from that relationship. I do want to touch on some of the cure fermentations here, and then I want us to open up and let's talk about it a little bit and see if there was a takeaway for you on it, if you had an opportunity to read it or if anything popped up while I was speaking. But have clear conversations using carefrontation. Carefrontation. We talked about that before earlier in this book. In the same way that you practice gratitude in your relationship, you can also respond to upset in a relationship by initiating clearing conversations that are called carefrontations, not confrontation. Because confrontation, that doesn't make the other person wrong, but rather uses grace, care, and companionship to work through the challenges and understand the needs that lie behind someone else's hurt, fear, and anger. Here are some ways that we can work on carefrontation. So remember, it's carefrontation, not confrontation, because, you know, that sometimes doesn't work out in our adult relationships because people don't like to feel wrong or you're trying to hurt them. We're trying to hurt each other. So with confrontation. She's saying, don't wait to hold these conversations, family. Within 24 hours of a setback, approach the person who we actually have a challenge with and talk to them. Either schedule a time to talk with them or speak to the person one-on-one only. She did put down quotation marks. Oh, not quotation marks, but parentheses only. Who could make the difference? Don't go gossiping or involving other person who can't make a difference to the outcome. And I think that is vitally important for us all to understand. It's important that we talk to the one person who we're saying that we're having a setback with, right? Talk to them and see what we can do. Facilitate the conversation using the language of respect and grace. Use the conversation of what I love about you is and what I admire about you is, but here's where I need your support. What will work better for me is when, and then just have a conversation there, right? And then also talk about what you appreciate about the person, how you can support me. Here's what feels better to me and what I respect about you. And I love how she gives those different examples for us, because the reality is once we have these type of conversations and remind the other person along with ourselves that I respect you, these are the things I appreciate about you, that person can really open up and speak in a place of from their heart and say, hey, well, this is what happened. I was fearful about this, or my feelings was hurt about that, right? After the other party replies to your statements, respond with validating words, including, I hear you. What I hear you saying is, I take responsibility for. So what I even hear with her saying, even saying these things, is just owning up, listening to the other person. Ask permission to coach or offer feedback. Always give the other person the opportunity to say no. And always wait for a response before proceeding. To ask permission to coach or give feedback, use phrases like, may I offer a new suggestion? May I coach you? Family, please ask other people permission before you go giving feedback. I think that's eternally rude. That's just one of my personal things. So that will cut you off in an absolute heartbeat, and we will start back our entire conversation again. You offer an unsolicited feedback or thinking I called you for you to coach me about anything. We'll be back at number one, starting back over from our set. So ask permission, family. Please ask permission. And so then if you make a request, set up the other person to win. Always use the formula of X by Y with a condition for fulfillment. For example, I request that you get back to me by 5 today and give me the answer, or, you know, the condition of the fulfillment. Be responsible. Appropriate responses to a request from the other person include acceptance, counteroffer, or a promise to respond by a specific time. And listen carefully, family. Listen for the possibilities or the unknown in what a person is saying. Listen for your listening. Listen for your listening. What filter are you using? Be responsible for who you are being and how you are listening. And finally, family, honor your word. If the person asks something of you and notify the other person immediately if you can. If you must break your word, communicate specifically to the person of whom you gave your word. Use language like, I honor you, I see you, I acknowledge you. Using the above confrontation script not only can move you in a conversation forward instead of holding on to emotions, you also avoid damaging the relationship beyond repair and internalizing your current hurt. So we don't want to internalize our current hurt. We want to be able to move past it. That's the whole point of confrontation. So I really love that, and just really talking to us about being grateful in our relationships, really being grateful. I'm sure there may be some dialogue about this, and I would love to hear if anybody has any dialogue about just learning to be grateful for your relationships, even if you had to end a relationship. Have you found yourself in that situation and just knowing that you still need to just end it? Or if you're on the other side of the spectrum where you're learning to be grateful for the relationship, actually save the relationship. Press star 6 if you're on the teleconference, or press 1 if you're on Blog Talk Radio. Relationships are super important for us to be able to live an abundant life. So I think it's awesome if we have great dialogue in regards to that, because it's one for all of us to grow from.
I'm just going to say I'm learning to be grateful. Even when sometimes I don't understand Brent's thought process, I'd be like, okay, God, help me. Teach me how to love him the way he want to be loved. So I'm in the stages of learning to just be grateful even when he's not showing up the way I think he should. Like, come on, Brent, now. You should have cut his nose. Or even my children be like, oh, my God. That's where I am learning to be grateful anyway. Because I do have so much to be grateful for. But sometimes I get a little stuck on stuck street because I want things to be my way. And then I have to realize, okay, let me breathe and let me just say thank you, God.
Amen, amen. That is definitely true. And then even when we make it to things where it is not serving our highest good or we're upset about something, I think the valid points that she even brought to that is really taking it to that person, that person only, but being in a very caring space of how you are bringing it to that other person, whether it is our spouse, whether it is our coworker, whether it is whomever it is, a business partner, whomever it is. It's really important that we hold on to the confrontation with our acknowledgement and really understand and don't wait to have those conversations with the other person. Hear the person out. Ask for permission to either coach or offer feedback. Make a request. Be responsible. Listen carefully and honor our word. I think those things are really important with maintaining healthy relationships, no matter what relationship we are intending to grow. Because we're all in relationships, right? So it's really important that we honor those steps and really stay healthy within those spaces. All right, family. So she went on to, let's continue on here. We'll be able to cover a little bit more here and give us some real cool things for us to think about over the weekend as we are able to continue to build our relationships, because this really is an important part of living an abundant life and just living the enchantment of our life relationships. Hit the reset button. How to reconnect and heal what you are responsible for. In the case of relationships that are beneficial or important to you, relationships that could be a tremendous alliance, but then something goes south. You need to reconnect, reset, and take ownership of any part you played in the breakdown, right? So I just want to remind you, reconnect, reset, and take ownership in any part you play in the breakdown, right? Because that's what we're notorious for. We love blaming the other person, but the reality is we must take responsibility for what happened in a relationship and how it broke down as well. You also need to decide what you learned from an unpleasant circumstance and what you'll commit to doing differently as a result, right? Now, that takes some real maturity. So we have to look at those different things. So she just gave us different examples of even when teenagers are going through the different programs, how she's actually helping them with expression and self-disclosure between people, relationships built, strengthened, can be built, strengthened, or healed when both people are sharing and taking risks. Judgment gets replaced with acceptance. And I think that that's really important and a powerful nugget for us to really be able to walk away with. But here's the thing. it's so terrific in the program that she was talking about her teen students actually learn to make agreements prior to having these reset conversations. Agreements that require them to, number one, reserve judgment, right? Reserve it. It's not a cool place to be if you're trying to heal the relationship. Number two, abstain from repercussions or comebacks. Oh, God. Now, even though this is for teenagers, I know that that's something that we still have to practice as adults, especially as women or anyone in conversation, because we're always looking for a comeback. And love each other unconditionally, regardless of what is said, right? It might be awkward to make those agreements between professional colleagues, but they should be a requirement prior to any crucial conversation between family members and romantic partners, right? So just real quick, and we can talk about it briefly because we're already at the top of the hour, but here is her five-step process for healing breakdowns. First, start by acknowledging the impact of your hurtful words or actions. The truth is that your words have a long-lasting effect. You've probably experienced something that wounded you deeply, something that should now induce you to exercise care while speaking to others. So acknowledging any harsh words you've delivered in action, your accountability for, and deceitful activity you've engaged in will move you a long way towards taking ownership, right? So I know I affected you by saying you can't do anything right. But, you know, we have to be really mindful of what we're saying to people. Number two, take responsibility. So first you acknowledge it. Number two, you take responsibility for the part you played in the breakdown, right? I take responsibility for starting an argument over trivial things, right? So number one is acknowledgement. Two is take responsibility. And three, honor the hurt feelings that you caused. Ah, that's a big one. Because we don't want to acknowledge those things. We always want to just be heard. But you have to realize that our words do carry power. Then four, tell the other person that you have learned an important lesson. And five, commit to approaching similar situations differently in the future. Healing cannot occur if the other party believes you'll engage in the same hurtful behavior in the future, and it's no use having a conversation in the first place unless you commit to change, right? So what I commit to do differently is consider your feelings before speaking. And I think that this is really, really, really powerful, and it's something that if I hadn't already experienced this probably would have left me crying and really cracked me open in many different ways. However, the reality is, even for myself, this is something that was really important because I know that a lot of my relationships have been hurt or broken, right, because of things that I may have said. And not that it wasn't truthful in my point of pain, not that it wasn't truthful, but in the manner that I chose to speak my truth, the lack of care that I took in the relationship to speak my truth really had affected. I had lost relationships, whether it was one of my good friends or whether it was a romantic relationship that, you know, by the grace of God that I was able to actually go back and mend it. But I had to first acknowledge the impact of my hurtful words and my actions and also take responsibility for where things had broke down and then honor the other person's feelings. And that's the part that really cringed my soul because I'm like, oh, my God, I don't feel like acknowledging that. You need to acknowledge why I was pissed off, right? But acknowledging that pain, really acknowledging that, was able to give me a true understanding of the impact of what I was saying, number one. Number two, it gave me the opportunity to put my big girl shoes on and be like, look, I can do this. I can fix it. If I'm the one who created this pain, right, I can be the one that be able to help initiate the healing process. And that's what I love about Lisa's book. This book and this workshop in its entirety about Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe is stop relying on the external things, but really heal from the internal and really take responsibility for how we show up in our lives and create it, right, and correct it and create. Then next, you'll tell the other person what you've learned, and then commit to approaching similar situations differently. So I think that that is really, really important for all of us, just for us to get the highest return on all of our relationships. Did anyone have anything that they wanted to share in regards to that, and how they will look at approaching their relationships in the future? Press star 6 if you are on the teleconference, or 1 if you're on Blog Talk Radio. All right. So now, while these strategies work well to reset a broken relationship, luckily things aren't always so bad. There may have been a breakdown yet, but the relationship needs a serious pick-me-up and to get it back on track. These type of things that help get it back on track and also set boundaries. And so I love that, and just helping us reestablish boundaries and just growing in a greater space and who we are, and just not staying overly busy and blaming each other in any space, but just realizing that these are the things that we do just to be able to create a space of love and gratitude around us. So I think that that's really important, and just helping us grow. And next week, family, we're going to pick up on becoming intentional about creating a high ROI in our relationship. So remember, ROI is a return on investment of our relationship. So if you don't have this chapter of the book, or for any reason you just didn't have it this morning or whatever, definitely feel free to shoot me a text at 614-230-6600. I can send you over, I can email you over these next couple of pages just so you're able to follow along, and not even just follow along, but even implement some of these things in our lives. Because in order for us to really implement an abundant life, we must really start practicing the things to have abundant relationships, to have an abundant life. So I'm really excited about that. I'm excited about our growth here on Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe and just moving along in this part of the chapter. I guess I'll just ask one more time, did anyone else have anything else that they wanted to add or input to the monologue? It seems like I'm having here this morning. Press star 6 if you're on the teleconference, or 1 if you're on Blog Talk. All right, awesome, awesome. All right, so again, I am Chastity A. Wells. It was a pleasure to be able to serve you all this morning in this capacity in talking about Abundance Now, family, which is our enchantment in our life relationships. Remember, it's important. Our relationships are highly, highly important. At the end of the day, as Lisa reminds us, when you sit down at the end of your life and reflect on its value, you will realize that your treasures were in your relationships and not in your possessions, family. Love on the relationships. Maintain the relationships. Grow the relationships that we all do have. It is super important that we maintain those relationships. Also, in the relationship family, I want to be able to remind each and every one of you, if that long-term care is something that actually costs each and every family member anywhere from $150 upwards to $300 a day, which can really cost more than $80,000 a year, family, for long-term care for your family members, it's really important that we do have insurance to protect those things, because you don't want to end up in a situation asking the government for assistance, because then there will be something that my mom can talk to you about, go to Medicaid, spend down, where you will have to get rid of all your assets in order for them to even be able to get you into a nursing facility. But in order for you not to have to go to a nursing facility, family, please have long-term care insurance. It is better to get it when you're a little bit younger. Looking at the ages of right around 45, 55 are the most ideal times to get it, because you are young during that time and you are healthy, 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 healthy. It's not the same as life insurance. The application is a little more expensive, but it is definitely guaranteed, and you can get the payout either to yourself or you can get a reimbursement. Either way, family, you can be at home or in one of those cool facilities and you don't have to walk around with a diaper on and smelling like urine all day. You don't want to be that person. So I make fun of it. I try to be joking about it. But seriously, family, it's a real serious concern. And a lot of people end up needing long-term care. We are living longer than we've ever lived before. So if you have any questions about it or your insurance needs, definitely feel free to reach out to me, Chastity A. Wells. There's only one T in my name, Chastity. I'm on all social media aspects. Definitely feel free to inbox me there or text me or call me directly at 614-230-6600. Again, at 614-230-6600. Again, Love Journey, thank you so much for the opportunity to share and continue to grow in my own process as a woman, as a being on this planet. Have a wonderful and amazing weekend.
All right. You've been tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine Ann Ingram and Chastity A. Wells, all about the Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. We've been reading the book Abundance Now by Lisa Nichols. So get that book and amplify your life and achieve prosperity today. Yes. All right. Thank you, Chastity.
And I just say thank you, Cassidy, as well. I say
thank you.
Enjoyed you guys very much this morning. I just wanted to say thank you. You know, Cassidy, as you were talking, I got to, I just Reverend Mama George from Chicago. For those of you that know me, on the Love Journey. One of the things I wanted to just comment on, and that is the growth that I have experienced since I've started taking ownership of whatever occurred in my life. I go back to me. If there's something that occurs and I didn't like it, I go back to me and ask myself why. I'm learning how to stay in touch with me and take ownership. And that's something that I had not done. And I have something that you have to consciously do. You know, even with a situation that happened, because I'm playing for a church now. And a few months ago, I said, gosh, I really want to work on getting a better understanding of chord changes, because it really has really tight music chord changes. And I wanted to learn. I said, I wish I could get in a situation like that. So it just happened that a phone call came shortly afterwards, and the lady asked me, hey, can you cover for us while this musician is out? I said, oh, yeah, I'll do that for a couple of weeks. And I went and I played, and I said, oh, my God, these chords. I was complaining about the chords. I forgot that I had even asked God about it, prayed about it, because it just came up, and I just didn't receive, even though I said, yeah, I'll help out. We're so willing to want to help out until I'm so busy trying to help them out until I did not even realize that God had answered my prayers through this test that was given. So finally, after playing a while, the guy who was playing for me, he decided that he was going someplace else. So I said, okay, well, I'll find somebody. So I started calling around. Long story short, I finally got to one of my friends and I said, look, you know some musicians. There's some musicians. I said, because I'm covering for this church. I said, she said, well, is it a problem? I said, no, it's no problem. I said, they need somebody to play. Dig this. She said, aren't you playing for them, Troy? I said, yeah. Then why aren't you just accepting that as you helping yourself and building yourself? She says, nah, I was going to look for somebody, but I'm not looking for anybody because we already have a musician. And I said, will somebody please help me? You know? So here I am. God has blessed me with things that I asked for, but I'm so cloudy in my mind about what I want to do for someone else until I didn't go back to me and see what God had done for me. And what I'm saying in essence is that your building blocks come in different forms. And I never did say, thank you, God. So when she checked me on that, I had to go back and say, wow, God, thank you for blessing me, even as much as last night. I was sharing with my brother, you know, about it. He said, hey, they don't have any problems with you. You having the problem. So now I'm understanding that it all begins with me, how I see myself. If I don't see myself worthy, if I don't see myself involved in my building, if I don't see myself receiving what God is blessing, if I don't see myself and I'm staying angry because I'm not doing this and I'm not doing that, and when my battle has been with me. And Chastity and Love Jerry and Madam Love, I've learned that I'm the biggest opposition to me. And I even fight my wealth when God puts it on the table for me. So in that, I have to make some peace. And I choose joy today. I choose joy today. I choose abundance today. And I love this relationship. And I'm taking ownership now to my relationship with myself and everything that I do. Because no matter which way I go, no matter what I do, whatever I seek, and whatever I like or whatever, you know what? It all begins with me. It all begins with me. And so I have to take ownership of whatever faults I have, make corrections, and get to step in to and discover who I am. So thank you so very much for checking me out. And I appreciate the conversation this morning. God bless.
Well, thank you, Mama Joy. Thank you so much. And thank you, Chastity A. Wells, for doing an awesome job this morning.
Thank you all. Thank you for sharing, Mama Joy.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. Very welcome.
Well, family, we at the end and top of the hour. I got to go get Tamar. Tamar be in Chicago in 1.5 seconds. No, she'll be in Chicago in another 30-35 minutes. And so I'll be leaving to go get her at the airport, family. And I want you all to send us lots of love this weekend as we embark upon the beautiful womb awakening. It's still time to get your tickets. It's still time to get there. If you haven't got your tickets, then go on Eventbrite.com and get your tickets today. Don't delay. You don't want to miss this provocative, explosive, riveting, amazing workshop with Auntie Angel, Melanie Monique, and our beautiful Tamar Azizi Sezwa and Janine Ingram. Now, I don't think I still get her name properly, but it still sounds good rolling off my tongue, huh, y'all? Y'all know I'm silly. Y'all, I'm just silly to myself. You know, when you know you're doing something, when you make your own self laugh. All right. So I just want to let y'all know it's going to be at the Lake La Quinta Inn, Lakeview Room, 4900 South Lakeshore Drive. Don't forget to get your tickets. And if you haven't got your tickets, it's still time to get them. And you can get them right on the Eventbrite, or you can just give me a call. Well, 773-447-5591. My new phone is at the UPS, and they say I can come get it today after 1 because it came yesterday. But Rosa J had me out in the streets too long, and I missed getting my phone. So it's Rosa J's fault. And so I get my phone today, and I should be able to see who's calling me. All right, family. Thank you for all the support and love. If you have any questions, if you have any questions about how to navigate Chicago while you're here, 773-447-5591. I know we had quite a few people fly in from different places, Baltimore, Florida, Atlanta, Ohio, and driving in from St. Louis. So if you have any questions, just give me a call. All right, family. Guess what? We are not just at the end of the week, but we end at a month. Can you believe we're embarking upon the 10th month of the year? That means 3 whole months. And where are you in the process of your dreams? You know, I just want to make sure that we are sticking to the goals that we set out for this year, for our life, for our moving into that elevation stage, and I know that a lot of people getting stuck. The reason why I know, because I haven't heard your voice. I see you on the call. I don't see you chiming in, and so I know that you're getting stuck. And so if you're stuck and you need some way to get unstuck, let's talk about it. Because that's the only way you can really expand and grow is through community family. So today, as you move through and you start thinking about, am I stuck or not? Remember, you grow faster in community. You can't do it alone. If you're stuck, let's talk about where you're stuck and what we can do to get you unstuck so we can keep you moving, get you moving back on your dreams. Because guess what? The only person who can manifest and birth the gift in the dream that was given and eloquently placed inside of you is you. And most of the time, the resources that we need to birth it is right there around us. It's right there around us. So today, family, don't be afraid to ask for support if you're stuck. If you are stuck. All right. So we're going to get ready and move on. I just want to again remind you that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. I want to remind you to choose love. Love is the only choice. And I want to remind you that the power is in you. And only you can activate the gift that has been given to you to share with the world. And remember, Reverend Keon said, you can't tear into a gift. You got to slowly open it up. And you got to take care of it. So nurture the gift today. Know you were meant to shine. Shine bright like a diamond. And I want you to have a happy weekend as we move into the 10th month of the year. I'm ready for everybody to stop talking about it and being about it. Next 2018, we rocking the house. The Love Journey crew will be in there. Yes, yes.
Check out the Womb Awakening Workshop. Coming to Chicago, September 30th, 2017. 12 p.m. at the La Quinta Inn in the Lakeview Room, 4900 South Lake Shore Drive. So you say, what is a womb awakening? I thought you never asked. Womb awakening is the process of achieving and reclaiming our feminine energy. You see, you do not want to miss this womb explosive conversation with Janine Ann Ingram, Auntie Angel, Melanie Monique, and Tamar Zizi says, wow. Get your tickets today. Don't you delay. Go to eventbrite.com and get your tickets. Womb Awakening Workshop. Or call 773-447-5591. That's Womb Awakening. That's eventbrite.com. Get your tickets, and don't delay. Oh, yes, yes, yes. You see, when you heal a woman, you heal a nation. Invite your friends and let the healing begin. Get your tickets. That's the Womb Awakening Workshop. September 30th, La Quinta Inn, Lakeview Room, 4900 South Lakeshore Drive. I see you there.
Never give up, never give up. This is brand new heaven. Yes, yes. This is another Love Journey production.